Larry, do you know the old saying, absence makes a heart grow fonder? Well, it is your absence that will truly make my heart grow fonder.
That was Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy paying tribute to retiring House Minority Leader Larry Cafaro at the close of the state legislative session. Cafaro is retiring after 22 years in the legislature. He was head of the GOP caucus for 8 of those years. In the final days of the session, WSHU's Eba Mudama caught up with Cafaro at his state capitol office, and he asked Cafaro how difficult it was to be in the minority for his entire 22-year legislative career.
Yes, I have been in the minority my entire legislative career. People could see that as a frustration. As I said, I think on the floor of the House, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't sometimes frustrating. But you have to understand, you play the cards you're dealt. I won my elections. I won 11 of them. And when my constituency voted for me and I was victorious, they did not see it as, well, will you be in the minority, the majority? They voted for me to be up in Hartford as their voice. And I'm proud to say, under my 8 years as leader here, we've done that each and every time, whether it was budget, whether it was some other major policy change. If we were critical of what the governor did or the Democratic majority did, we put out an alternative.
Your summations on the floor are probably the best that I have heard, that I've seen. And where do you get the ability to convey your point of view in such an eloquent way?
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I think it stems from speaking from the heart. When you speak from the heart and you have passion about what you're speaking at, in my opinion, that automatically equates to eloquence. You don't need to be professionally trained. You don't have to have a voice coach. You don't have to have an acting coach. You don't have to practice in the mirror. When it is an issue that you truly believe in and feel passionately about, that comes through. It comes through regardless of your level of education, of your training. And I'd like to think that I'm a very passionate person, and I believe what I believe. And I try to express that in clear, simple, direct language. I also try in my summations or my talks or debates to tell a story. You know, you could use big words that are fancy. That does not resonate with people. Remember, in the minority, what I'm trying to do is persuade a majority to my way of thinking, or to point out to the public at large why I believe a certain way is either the wrong way or the right way. And in order to do that, the best way, in my opinion, to dramatize that is through a story, a real-life story, that someone who's either listening on the radio or watching on TV or sitting in the chamber could say, you know what, I understand that.
How do you feel about Republicans in the House? And are we going to see Republicans ever take control in the legislature?
Well, let me give you an example of why I am so optimistic. In the 2012 election, when nationally it was a landslide in Connecticut for the Democrats, Barack Obama winning by 19 percentage points, Chris Murphy over Linda McMahon by 12, we, the House Republicans, not only kept all the seats we had at 52, but in 12 races, we're within 400 votes of capturing that seat. That is against all odds. And what that tells me is that we have an incredibly bright future, especially in 2014. A lot of people say this is such a blue state. You can't prove it by me. I think the Republican Party's best days are ahead of them in the state of Connecticut.
Thank you so much.
That was retiring Connecticut House Minority Leader Larry Cafaro. He spoke with WSHU's Eba Mudama.